This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Belief has power in your life physiologically. Belief has power in your life emotionally and psychologically. And belief has power in a person's life spiritually. That's why John says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. They have been begotten by God. A new birth experience has taken place. Real life change, secondly, means loving God and loving His children. It's not loving God or loving His children, but both. Let me illustrate it in a humorous way. Those of you that are parents, what if I came up to you? Can you imagine how offended you would be if I came up to you one day and said to you, you know, I really like you. You're a nice person. But you know your son? Can't stand him. You know your daughter? Makes me sick. I cannot stand to be around your daughter or your son. You'd say, wait a minute. You like me, you like my children. And isn't it interesting that part of life changes, you love God, but you happen to love His children. Does that mean you're best friends with them? No. Mean you bowl with them on Friday night? Not necessarily. Does it mean they come over to the house and watch the Super Bowl with me? Not necessarily. But you have an agape love, which is the Greek word for unconditional love. It's the word that's used to describe God's love for you. And because God loves you with that kind of love, you as a believer then can love other believers with that kind of love. Why? Because they're so good and so nice? No. But because of the one who lives in you. And God gives you the capacity and the wherewithal and the capability to love people like you have never loved before. Because real life change means you love God and you love His children. There's a third thing I want you to write down. Real life change springs from obeying His commands. Obedience to the Lord is not the only proof that you're in a relationship with Him, but it's a big proof. It's a big deal. Some of you know that maybe your wife or your husband may have asked you to do something, and you said, you know, it's a hassle. I don't want to mess with that. That's a problem. I don't want to do that. And God's commands are not a hassle. They're not burdensome. They're not a problem. Why? Do you know why it is? Because God gives you the capacity to carry them out. That's why. When you have a command in Scripture for you or me to follow, God doesn't say, keep that, and boy, what a laugh, because you never will. He gives you the capacity to carry it out. The Lord ever prompted you to forgive somebody? He'll give you the capacity to do it. The Lord ever prompted you to pay some money back that you owe somebody from 50 years ago? He'll give you the capacity to do it. I think it's possible. He'll do that. God gives you the capacity to carry out His commands. I want to share one more with you. Real life change results in an overcoming faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. What do we overcome? To the stock market? No. Do we overcome job insecurity? No, it doesn't say that. I'll tell you what we overcome. I'm convinced in my spirit that the two biggest fears that people have, this is encompassed in the fear of death, is the fear of being alone and the fear of darkness. I think if most people were honest, they fear being alone and they fear being in darkness, which death kind of covers both those bases. And I think what we overcome as believers is we overcome our fear of death. How do I know that? The book of Hebrews says that Jesus came to release people, to redeem people from their fear of death, which they've been held in bondage to all their lives. You know, fear of death can be a bondage, just like any fear in your life.
Well, with that, we'll let you know that this message will continue tomorrow exactly where we leave off today on Sirius XM 131, The Family Talk Channel. That's to hear Cross Hope tomorrow. God bless you, and thanks for listening each day to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.